On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Big into the anti-flag cover there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Audio Whiplash. Rob's on the other side of the table.
It's true, man. I'm here. I'm here, waving the freak flag.
My name's Matt.
Yes, it is.
What's happening today, man?
You know, just another day, and I'm slightly distracted by the talk of penis size.
Okay.
Sarah Jessica Parker was talking about penis size just before we got on the air here.
I wish you all were here.
Yeah. It's huge.
I wish more of you were here.
Yeah. And just in the green room prior to coming on here, we were throwing some tunes on.
Yeah.
Sharing a beverage.
Yeah.
I'm not sharing a
sharing
beverage.
Our own beverage. Sharing some quality time.
Big 10 Inch by Aerosmith.
Right.
And so I'm really interested in what the listener has to say about penis size.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's give them your email. Because these sorts of things usually come with pictures instead of.
How's this?
Yeah. And
slid down on the table.
And a lot of guys, you know, feeling comforted by their 6.5-inch penises, and women comfortingly saying, it's all right, but it can't be too large. Women don't go in for large penises. You know, like, and as you suggested, well, thank you. Thank you very much for that reassuring pat on my back.
I feel way better now.
Yeah. So I'm just interested in what the good listener, both male and female, please. We were looking for, does size matter really?
How big does a podcast have to be?
Yeah. This isn't, I know this wasn't in the show notes, but
certainly wasn't.
It's the things I think about, ladies and gentlemen.
There's a little chalkboard outside the door of the things we're going to talk about. It says out there today, cock size.
Yes. Well, there's always a first bit that says whatever Rob's going to say, that's going to shoot us off in a different direction.
There's a couple of blank lines.
Yes. We'll see you in 20 minutes.
Right. Yeah, I guess if you want to let us know what's, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you said 6.5 as small. I think, didn't we do this on the show before that we looked up 5.5 is average?
Well, I think that's what we were using to make ourselves feel better.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't remember
coming
that.
In at 5.65. I'm feeling good about myself.
But then I trimmed the hair around the edges, and I'm less good. Does this afro make my dick look smaller?
Almost certainly, yes.
All right. Anyways.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, no, you know what? I'm going to let you take this because my thing has nothing to do with penises and yours does, so. Masturbation story.
You want to talk?
I forgot the guy's name, that's all.
Winslow?
Yeah. Kellum
Winslow.
Retired NFLer.
Former Brown, former Buccaneer. Guy with a serious masturbation issue.
issue.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
It's an issue.
Came across as that one of those guys who wouldn't mind whipping his pants down and.
So you know he was above 6.5.
Yeah, for sure. Because if you're not, and you know what? I'm not sure that's the case, really.
No? Okay.
This is a guy who, yeah, in the change room, would frequently masturbate in front of his teammates.
Like on flights.
On buses between.
Especially once porn on your cell phone became a thing. Before that, did you ever have one of those portable DVD players folded up like a little laptop?
Well, my kids did.
Yeah.
For sure, and you'd have them in the back of the car all the time.
Apparently, he was traveling with the team with all kinds of different DVDs of increasingly shameful pornography.
In the article, they referenced hardcore pornography. And I'm like, wow.
Just makes you wonder a little bit.
Well, what is hardcore?
Can we get some specifics? Yeah,
titles?
Do some journalism here. Fuck.
Don't just bring me. But yes. And so when I say masturbate and many of you in front of his teammates and many of you instantly think of some homoerotic male bonding, not the case. Not the case.
Like sharing a beer.
It's like one guy walking from his stall to the ice bath, right? And there's Winslow over there beating his meat.
Right.
And you're like, what? Hey,
buddy,
time and a place.
So I guess this has all come from he's in some legal issues now, also stemming from some sexual.
Which one of them is indecent exposure. Go figure.
Yeah.
Other more serious charges. There's at least he was convicted on, I think, at least one rape.
Yeah. We talked on a previous episode. Maybe one whiplash ago, I can't remember now, about a guy in the locker room with an erection getting kicked in.
But that was hilarious.
Yes, it was. But we're starting to make this seem like a thing, that there's men walking around hard in locker rooms full of, like, there is nothing less arousing than a men's locker room.
That is absolutely the truth. And it's funny because we have this conversation. Now, clearly, Winslow had a bit of a porn issue.
Yeah.
Right? And we can talk back and forth, and we've talked porn on this show.
Yep.
It's titillating and it's hilarious in some aspects. and I know women sometimes find it curious.
Yeah.
Right? Like I was discussing the other day watching one of the first porns I clearly remember watching was in a group of another, like, five other 12-year-old guys.
Yeah, yep.
Right? Like, we found somebody's dad.
That's always how it goes down, man. Someone was going through a cupboard or dad's room or something. You're like, what the fuck is this? And all of a sudden, you're showing your buddies and,
hey, this laser disc, check it. But again, and so then women want to ask, well, all right, are you aroused? Or are you, what do you?
You're confused a bit.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm watching and thinking, this is bloody fantastic.
Yeah.
I went from looking at Linda Carter's boobs.
or a Sears catalog.
Yeah, on this magazine that I found under a log in the field out by the abandoned movie theater. That was awesome. And now I'm seeing this?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Right.
And so, but yeah, I'm not saying to the other guy, hey, look at this, I'm pitching a tent.
No.
That's not happening. And so I know women sometimes have a hard time with this, hey, man, that's super gay. And hey, I'm watching a porn with dudes.
Yeah.
And you go, where's the line? And you're like, okay, interesting and totally legit question. But
yeah,
well, no one's aroused, or at least visibly aroused, in this situation. Am I right?
Yeah, no, for sure, man. And as you've said, that's to kind of bring it back full circle. In this locker room, the fact that this guy is able to even make that happen, right? Like, to be able to ignore the fact that there's other men around and still, like, it stinks. There's man ass everywhere. Like, men's locker rooms are just, there's nothing sexy about a men's locker room.
It is the least titillating thing you will ever see.
You're seeing more than you ever wanted to see. It's just not a good place, right?
So, and you know Michelle Williams? Was she the blonde from Dawson's Creek?
I liked her, but I don't know her
name. Yeah, I think her name was Michelle Williams.
Like curly 80s style hair.
Okay, but there was a movie where she played, where she was having an affair with some guy, whatever. And she was in, her and her friends were taking swim, like aerobicize or something.
Right.
So she's naked in this like full, she's standing in the shower.
Yeah.
Talking to these two other women.
Right.
Who one is like 70 and the other one's overweight and in her 50s.
Right.
So the three of them are all naked standing there talking in the shower. And you're like, Michelle Williams is super hot.
Yeah.
But nothing, not one thing about that scene was erection-inducing in any way, right?
Right.
And so to me, that's 100 times better, at least as naked women.
For sure.
Than it is to be in a locker room full of naked guys.
So to come and back honestly, and be so addicted to porn that seems still like an okay place to... And then later the team bus or the team flight or whatever.
Yeah.
And as cell phones get better, leave that DVD player at home. Just call this up, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Man, I can't imagine what that does to a team dynamic in any sport. And as you know, obviously he's on trial for some pretty serious shit.
Right.
Obviously he's got some other issues, but man, it's a wild fucking story. Well,
and really, we talk about it, and we've talked about porn a number of times on this show. And so you go, ha ha, porn, whatever, and it's great, it's fine, and everyone watches it, and everyone watches it.
just painting the whole world with that brush.
I'm throwing.
Come on,
hey man, it's a multi billion dollar industry. Yeah. Somebody's watching it.
Yep.
Somebody somewhere's watching it. But there's cases clearly where guys become desensitized to it. Like when you talk about not everybody who plays violent first person shooting video games,
right.
is going to go out and kill people. There just certainly happens to be a certain sense of portion of the population who are susceptible to the numbing qualities of that. Yes, maybe guys, certain percentage of the population have a hard time then understanding film.
Right.
Life. You want to see my penis, don't you? You want to see it. I'm going to whip it out right now. I'm going to touch you. Come on.
Look, I don't want to come off as the guy supporting the sex criminal here.
Oh, no.
But there's a part of me, at least rationally speaking, where I understand what went through closer to what went through a guy's head when he decided, I'm going to walk up to this chick and show it to her. I kind of go, this was the worst way to do it, but I see what you were trying to make happen. If you're sitting there in a locker room full of men masturbating because you just can't get enough porn, you lost me, right? Like, I don't know what you thought you were going
to
make.
Like, well, people not wanting a room with them, and you know,
right.
You know, that's the honest truth.
No, like, for sure. So, like, it's strange to me that things ever got that crossed up in somebody's head. I want to go back just a little bit. You mentioned having spoken to somebody who, you know, a woman who didn't understand men's whatever. It takes me back a long time. I was around college age, I don't remember, and there's a couple of us hanging out, two couples, right? And one of the guys is so drunk that he decides, oh, I saw this scene, I want to show you guys. You're like, no, this is not, like, that's weird, man. Don't. So he call it up on his fucking computer anyway, and one of the girls just leaves, but the other one stays and goes, yeah, like, I don't like this at all. I don't get this. And it had nothing to do with watching with other people. She said, there's no story here. It's just right into it. Like, I've seen ones where it's like the pizza delivery boy drops something off and something is said and you see how they got there. I don't need to just... And the guy who had initially thrown it on comes back with, why? That's all just in the way of getting to this, right? Like, one gender is coming at it still looking for, I guess, some sort of film, right? Some sort of story beforehand where I guess guys more are just, yeah, whatever, just get to the ass or get to whatever we're looking for.
Get right to the ass. Can we do that?
I just remember it being this, and like it led to this debate where now you're searching around in this group going, see, here's one, right? Where this businessman's secretary has done wrong and now needs to redeem herself and we can follow the story, right? And he's like, I would skip through all this, is what the guy's saying, right? Like, it's just weird, man. People have a different...
One's looking to be aroused, one's looking to get off.
I guess. People are just, man, everybody has a different approach to it. I don't know.
Okay. And we double back to the beginning. If he has a small penis, is he still pulling it out? Probably yes.
Yeah, probably.
Because he seems to have a bit of an addiction issue. addicted.
Yes.
He said that.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, I saw this going around on Twitter. Someone put a poll up.
More penis talk.
It did end with, don't be a dick in one of the comments. Are you less likely to attend a wedding if you know there's been a ceremony before, but your invitation is just to the reception? Does that put you off or make you less likely to want to attend?
I am not going.
Okay. Now, there was all kinds of comments underneath. What if it was just immediate family at this really small whatever, and then they wanted the thing, the reception with fam or everybody? Like, are there circumstances? But there was a pile of people, the majority, somewhere around 65%, said, if I'm just invited to the reception, yeah, I am. It doesn't mean I'm definitely not going, but I am less likely to be interested in going. I feel like I've been put in a different class, right? Like, I guess you should invite me. But
well, nobody wants to get dressed up and do a bunch of shit if you don't have to do the whole enchilada.
Is there open bar?
Is it like what?
Is there open bar at the reception?
All right, now we're talking.
I could be talked into it.
But yeah, it comes down to now, if it was a super good buddy of mine.
Yeah.
Who was going through this whole, yeah, we're just doing a family-only ceremony, but then we want to have something bigger for everyone later.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Then it's a Saturday night out.
Sure.
Right? But if it's, yeah, if I have to go to some place and if you're just family, if you're my cousin, probably not. Probably not going. If you're a coworker and you're saying, hey, yeah, I know, I'd like you to come. Yeah, all right. I think I'm darning socks that night. Or
Would it matter, you know, the immediate family and whatever, the wedding party, we're all dressed up and whatever. But if it's just the reception is open to everybody else and you don't have to dress up, is that
if I'm
less
wearing dungarees?
Sure. Like, I just wonder, as this gets kicked around, has it ever happened to you? Have you ever been just invited to a reception?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And I didn't go.
Okay, that's only happened to me once, and I didn't go either.
Okay, see, so
now part of it was out of town. I will go out of town if you want me to be at your wedding. I'll travel, I'll get the hotel room, I'll, you know, get the suit, whatever you got to do, right? But if you just want me to come down for the Saturday night part of it, that's the party. If it wasn't that important to you for me to be there, then it won't be that important to you that I missed it.
Amen, brother. That is very succinct.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't care enough to have me there, then you won't care if I don't go. Hey, man, that's me in a nutshell right there.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Put me at the top of your list or don't put me in the list at all, baby. That's it.
I did find it interesting how many, because there was a bunch of people in the comments going, what an asshole. Like, you don't know why they, like, why wouldn't you go and support your friend? Why didn't my friend want me there?
Well, to me, there's it's two sides of the same coin.
Yep.
Right? You're like, yeah, well, how do you really feel? All right. And again, as you said, do I have to take a $20 Uber ride? No problems. Probably could do it.
Yeah. Do I have to take a flight?
Yeah. Do I have to take a $200 train ride? Right. We're talking about a different story altogether. Yeah. Probably not making it.
Yeah, for sure. I do think more often than it being the just immediate family or whatever at the ceremony, it's still normally a pretty good crowd at the ceremony, and then maybe the leftovers or the couple extra that, you know, maybe it's a wedding of 150 that moves to 180 for the reception more often than it being legitimate excuse.
I think you've touched on it, though. There is class levels there, yep, like the caste system.
Right.
Right. Good enough, you'd like to see me at some time during the day, but
maybe I'll still bring a gift. Or
you're not willing to. You're not willing to pay for my meal.
Right,
is what it really comes down to.
True enough, man.
In that case, see you later.
Peace. Yeah. Which one of these things you want to hit on next, man? We had one or two other. We're at 20 minutes here.
I am looking at Krispy Kreme donuts.
So,
is that still a thing?
Oh, apparently, man, a big thing.
Like, did it not
a 10-inch thing?
Did it not more or less flop here in Canada? Back to your 10-inch talk.
Now it's mine.
Yes.
Now that it flopped.
That's 10-inch
even
sock,
flop,
is what
man.
That is.
Yeah. That's I don't think it was anywhere near as big as... I remember, I think the first one in Canada opened in, like, Pickering. Like, just outside Toronto. And people being willing to drive from all over the GTA to go and check this out.
It was a thing.
Yeah. And, like, there was a light or the sign or something.
Yeah, the
when
light
they
that
were,
said, that, you know, fresh
they were just
or,
coming out or just yeah. hot, yeah. Was there ever any here in Ottawa?
I don't believe so.
Okay, because there is one towards the West End that I know people will come running for. It has a similar light. I know it's not a Krispy Kreme, but same idea that if this light is on, people, you know, my sister and my mom often will mention this place, but I forget what it's called. There's one being opened at Times Square. So you know they must still be doing okay, because that's not cheap rent.
Okay, at Broadway and 48th,
right.
too. So it's you're not talking
you're
about...
right there. It's a huge place.
4,500 square feet.
It has stadium seating. It has a glaze fountain. I'm very interested in the glaze fountain. I'd love to.
Okay. Glaze waterfall.
Sorry. That's what I meant. Glaze waterfall.
And so behind this glass screen, you can see from start to finish.
That's what the stadium seat's for.
Yeah. You're sitting there. Yeah. Watching it be, you know, the batter mixed up and everything right through the whole glaze waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
Whoosh, away you go.
This might be better than porn.
Honestly, man, forget about it.
You
may see somebody on Pornhub, though, getting a handy in the stadium seating at the Krispy Kreme.
Sure,
Creed
there's
place.
A video or two titled Glaze Waterfall.
wow.
Yeah, good for you, man.
For sure, again.
Yeah.
With envy.
I think this is a weird thing. Like, there's a weird food culture now, especially in North America, where people are willing to go. And I know I had a cousin of mine who wanted to go badly to New Jersey
to see the Cake Boss.
Yes,
loser.
Okay, that wasn't very nice. But
sorry,
it's like my favorite cousin too.
All right,
but yeah, that's what it was. And I guess it was a TV show.
Yeah, of course.
But you could go and watch.
Oh, I've seen the episode.
Okay.
Buddy.
But it's a thing where you go to New Jersey and watch the show, I guess, is what she wanted to do. I don't know if there's a facility to tour.
And you can pay double the market value for any cake or whatever. It's a huge, it absolutely, your cousin is not alone.
Right.
This is a huge thing.
Just a loser.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. I wonder... Like, and this is not an uncommon thing. We talked about notable deaths in 2018. Was this big chef on CNN, right? That would go around the world and
Anthony Bourdain.
Thank you. And there are all kinds of things like this. Watch your shit get made and watch. And so to open a donut shop at Times Square where you watch your donuts get made, to me maybe seems like peak. Like, I almost get it if you want to watch this notable chef make this crazy cake or whatever the gimmick is of this restaurant, it's just a fucking donut, man. There's nothing special about
it. And the thing is, as I've now lobbed the dispersions out, it comes down to I'm a food porn guy.
Right.
I love the Food Network. I love to cook now. That's become one of the biggest things, the things that I enjoy most.
Yeah.
Right. Is I love to cook. And so... I get it. I do get it. But to me, stadium-style seating to go with me and my fattest friends.
So let's say, these are extra-wide stadium seats.
Well,
for sure.
We're going to go and we're going to buy up an even dozen. No, probably not. It speaks of two or three dozen.
For sure.
Because really, you know what? One donut, probably not good enough.
No.
No. Like, who's just taking down one donut?
No. Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme? Obviously not, I guess.
No, I haven't, but I do love a cruller.
Okay.
A honey cruller, which I think is very similar, soft, like really almost underbaked kind of soft in the inside.
Right.
With a little crispy on the outside with a little glaze. Yeah, baby, the tractor tire honey cruller. Loving that.
You know me, I'm not a coffee guy, so I'm very rarely in a Timmy's or whatever, but on the odd occasion where I am, if I'm with someone hitting a drive through or we've gone in to get something, I absolutely am going to grab a donut, and more likely I'm going to grab two donuts, right? That's sort of how
no one's going to look twice at you.
Right. Especially, what are they, like 40 cents a piece or something stupid?
Yeah, I think
like
they're about a buck now, but...
Mm-hmm. But it's rare, right? And it seems weird to me that anyone is going to Times Square is spending time in the oversized Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I'm not.
No?
But you know what? Hitting a couple people, when I read the article, hit a couple people within shouting distance of me, and they're like, well, I'd do it once. I'd go through it once or whatever. It's like the people who are going to go in and buy the 5-pound, you know, Reese's Buttercup, peanut butter cup.
Step lightly here.
Because they're at the tool house in Times Square, right? And you're like, yeah, really? Like, I was given one of those 1-pound peanut butter cups because I am a peanut butter and chocolate guy.
I love Reese's anything, yeah.
Right? At one of these employee forums maybe 6 or 8 years ago, they were talking about the world's greatest love stories, and to me it was chocolate and peanut butter all the way, man. I stood right up and said it, and people were like, loser. Like, don't fucking judge me.
So
I dropped the hammer on him. This is it. Don't give me your Romeo and Juliet bullshit.
But you know what, man? As you just described it a second ago, but having talked to somebody and have them say I'd do it once, what the fuck's the difference between that and... I've done a couple brewery tours. Always enjoyed them. There's nothing to see. It's just big tanks full of...
I want beers at the end of the trip.
So I want donuts at the end of the... I don't know. I guess it's just whatever you're into, right? But, man, that's some expensive property for something that you and I both thought was on its way out.
Right.
And it's, they're as you building
said,
it up
it
bigger.
It is right there. And that is prime real estate.
Yeah, for sure. That's an expensive donut shop. We'll post the article here. Both to the Krispy Kreme thing and this next one, because there's not a ton to this story, but it does sort of make me laugh. There is an alligator in somewhere in Texas swimming around hanging around in this kind of swampland area, not far from a neighborhood. Notable because it has a knife stuck in its fucking head.
Yes.
Now, one clever commenter said, well, that's how you know the difference between crocodiles and alligators. The alligator has the knife sticking out of its fucking head. Crocodile doesn't. I guess part of their...
That's not clever.
I thought it was all right.
All right. Was it you?
Oh, I wish.
No, you don't. You're better than that.
No, I'm not at all. I thought this was good and brought it right to the table. Okay. but I guess part of the deal with alligators and the way they protect themselves is they have, first of all, this like leathery skin.
It's almost like a turtle shell, the plate.
Yeah, and then like this exoskeleton.
Osteoderms.
That allows a knife to get stuck in your skull but not touch your brain, which seems handy, really. Like, you should look into something like that.
Well, I think I've actually, as somebody who's been hit in the head with a dart, a lawn dart, a golf club.
I was fine.
A baseball bat. And numerous feet and hands.
And here's...
And D-cell
I'm
batteries.
Still here, folks.
And look at this. We're still doing it. I think I may have one of those.
Got the great exoskeleton.
It's
We've called, just never tried to see if a knife would stand in there.
It's called the five head, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, right there.
And there's like a neighborhood of people who...
New homes.
Yeah. Are trying to protect this thing. Like, he's been damaged. He's been stabbed. I kind of need to know how it got there.
Okay, but see, everybody... And in reading the article, I think everybody... It said, any... riverbed, swamp, or lake in the southeastern United States.
Yeah.
Virtually every one of those spots has an alligator.
Guess where I just crossed off on my vacation.
Well, and everybody outside of those regions go,
oh, fuck that.
That seems like a terrible
that's a
idea.
Sea monster. Why would you live there?
And so this woman is saying, yeah, when they built the brand new homes here and we moved in, yeah, we see them all the time. They're almost, and it said almost welcome. And I'm thinking.
I noted that too. Almost welcome. Like well, you, when you go a lot of places.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Almost welcome.
Almost well. We were happy to see them, but.
See today, right here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. It comes down to. Yeah. And I get it, right? If and she said the alligators have never been aggressive, right? They've never been. A menace in any way, but I'm thinking that's a no-go for me.
No.
That's a non-starter in terms of me moving into a certain area.
Yeah.
Florida man wakes up with alligator in his kitchen.
Kitchen, yeah.
Okay, this is a bad idea. I'm not sure that I want to. If I wake up and there's, I don't know, a rat, I can handle a rat.
Okay, so how much, because we hear, especially Southeast U.S., you know, Florida, crazy ass 12-foot snakes suddenly appear under your home or things like that.
Or living in the walls of your home.
Right. That's crazy as shit to us, and it's not good, and it would kill your children and whatever. How many people in Florida are reading about our coyotes, right? Yellow-eyed bastards that'll tear your dog to shreds in a blink of an eye if it felt like it.
Or your bear population.
I wonder how much of it is just, if you don't bug them, they won't bug you, right? Like, I think do you get used to it?
I think it's the prevalence of them.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a coyote.
Oh, there's a ton of coyotes around.
Where I live backs on the green space, and you hear them.
Of course. We grew up around them, too. Every single night when I would walk home from my buddy's place, you'd hear them, and you'd walk a little quicker. Like, they were far away, but you were mindful that they're out there.
See, most coyotes don't want anything to do with you.
No, I get it, but
because you are too big a...
I'm a pain in the ass.
Yeah, too big a piece of grizzly. But yeah, if they can lure out, for sure, man.
Yeah.
And in Ottawa here, it's and talking about now, I hear them still.
So, you know, I think maybe it's one of those things where it's whatever's natural to you, right? Like, but watching one walk around with a knife sticking out of its fucking head like it's nothing.
Well, so clearly, it's to me, that's something you want to stay away from. Yeah, do not piss that guy off.
Like, yeah.
What am I going to do?
He's already had one tussle, clearly, and he's fine. Like,
yeah, and he's and what are you going to get him in a headlock? Yeah,
no,
I'm going to get on his back, and I'm going to start rolling around with...
Unless you're coming with a way bigger knife, buddy. Don't even bother.
Clearly, and that's what she said. It looks like a steak knife. Did it wander into somebody's kitchen? Did it?
Well, they do that.
Oh, I know they do. That's what I'm saying. So what? I was in the middle of my pork tenderloin. Like, what's gone on here that I've had to take arms against my oppressor?
And it's clearly just decided, similar to the coyotes, oh, this was a nuisance. I'm stabbed in my fucking head. I'm just walking away.
I'm moving away. Swinging my tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it's odd. Now, and then she's looking to... And clearly, she said her and all her neighbors are sort of advocating for this thing, and they're
please
waiting
help
on
it.
Yes, come and have it removed. And
remove the knife from its skull.
Well, do you want to be that guy?
No,
it's like Homer with the crayon of his nose. Right? It's
been stuck
there
24
since,
in there, but only 23 came.
What is this? And so what? What happens now when I remove that?
Yeah, man, I found it interesting. Just. You know, how comfortable some people are living with it, but more so, how many others are walking around with cutlery stuck in their...
Yes. See?
Why don't we get out of here? It's Audio Whiplash.
All right, man.
Facebook.com/AudioWhiplash. We'll post the articles here that we cited. At Tall Can Audio on Twitter. The beer. The beer's always at Tall Can Audio on Instagram.
The beers of Tall Can Audio. That's a calendar. I think there's a calendar there somewhere soon.
Better than the hosts of Tall Can Audio Calendar.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. We have it. Yeah, that would sell. Tell me that wouldn't sell.
12 months of Maddie Lang. That's how that's going.
Well, how many gingham shirts can you really fucking take a look at? Probably not too many.
I'm sorry, Maddie. I didn't mean to break you.
Yeah, it's the gun show.
Yeah, it's time to get the fuck out of here. That's Audio Whiplash. We'll see you.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.